I sure could use a nice frosty tonic about now.
Forever worried about bending an elbow. And what in tarnation has brought this mudsill back into our lives?
Belle, Dubs, I found you. I don't know how, but I found you. I've been traveling through time, looking everywhere.
Ugh, this Bosch again.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Doc. This theme park is great, but Dubs doesn't want to see any of it.
A theme park? Wowzers, McTavish, it's unreal what the underdeveloped brain will come up with to hide the truth!
This guy calling our brains underdeveloped? Ain't that rich.
I'll say.
So what is the meaning of this visit?
I've come back in time to figure out how to get you guys back to the future! Haven't you noticed that you're in the 1890s?
Well, no wonder I'm about ready to throw up the sponge.
And here I was enjoying my little vacation away from all my troubles at home. Thanks for ruining that.
Excuse me, I'm Miss Patrice, and I'm here from Tracker Saloon.
Howdy.
Howdy do.
Whoa, who's this chick?
Yeah, she looks filthy.
Oh, boys. You have no idea.
Ooh.
I need a word with the doc. He owes me quite a bit of money.
Oh, great.
Wowzers, McTavish!
Hey!
What?
Hey!
Ah, fart knocker. Hey, dumbasses. It's time for the Belle and Dubs spectacle. Could you, like, shut up?
You're saddling up with Belle and Dubs, live at the Strawberry Auditorium. Hello, Belle. Meet the real Dubs.
Ugh, it gives me such a migraine sinking down to your level. Tonic to the rescue.
Yeah, keep on thinking it's my fault. Sometimes you've got to know your limitations.
Nice story. Tell it to the Reader's Digest. They have a page for people like you.
Well, it's nice talking to myself, but these announcements aren't going to tell themselves.
I have my own announcement first! I won't be able to stay and watch the show today. I have interviews scheduled. I'm hiring a new personal assistant to help me take care of personal affairs. Belle and Dubs, I trust you two can handle the rest of this without anything catastrophic happening.
Well, that was certainly worth interrupting the show. There's a new hobby that's starting to gain traction here in West Elizabeth, and it seems that everyone is doing it.
Here's how.
Feels a little early for that, Belle. Maybe you should have some biscuits. I brought a few extra in my satchel.
Give me them biscuits.
Perhaps you could consider this hobby. Folks are starting to collect antique alcohol bottles and tarot cards.
I'm good. Why collect alcohol bottles when you could just drink them?
Good is the word I would use to describe what is happening from this new collection hobby. People are reporting that they are taking their finds to a per fetiche. This person is purchasing these collections at a premium rate. Good luck finding them, though, as apparently their wagon is constantly on the move.
Is the bohemian look still in? I think I'd look good in flared jeans.
Flare your jeans another day, Belle. I've just received an urgent message for the Laggy Boys. Cripps has packed up your camp. Please pay the $2 fee to have him set up another one. Both you and I can now include friend finders on our resume.
I could use a friend. Right now, the only one I have comes in a bottle.
Well, that's a little dark. Isn't there someone you could see about that? Gavin, if you are out there, your dear friend Nigel is looking for you. I've searched the streets of Saint Denis, the mountains of Roanoke Ridge, and even the woods of Tall Trees. I've come across many nefarious folk, and even a few good ones, but none of them seem to have a clue where you are. If this reaches you, please send me a telegram at the post office in Rhodes. I'll be checking daily. Gavin, I miss you, friend.
Oh, wow. Nigel seems pretty desperate. Wonder what he's packing. Maybe his rooster is big enough to make me crow. You know what I mean?
I know what she means.
Yeah.
I'm begging you not to elaborate. Besides, I thought you said size doesn't matter.
I say a lot of things, Dubs, and right now all I'm saying is, all must bow to your size, queen.
She should bow down to this.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, there you have it. Belle is a sizer, and my breakfast will be coming back directly, I reckon. You may remember A. Packer wanted his horse to come back to him. We're happy to relay some news on this situation. A Frenchie C. has telegrammed with this to say. She's indeed a pretty horse. She just came to me. You should know why. Arabians are a trapper horse. You're lucky she stayed with some cheesemo digger as long as she did. Considering you diggers are likely too yellow to come out and traipse the grizzlies, my fellow trappers and I will keep good care of her. If you get this, Packer. Don't write.
That guy's a chode. Anyway, like, Jim has other stuff to talk about now.
Yeah. Poop-a-poo!
Damn it, Jim. Pull your pants up. No one wants to see that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. So, that Rubens dude can't have a statue now. He was, like, singing that song, Moo Marie's, but he was, like, naked.
Oh, great. Singing songs in the buff.
Remind me to get tickets to see Cows.
So is there a replacement yet? This just in from the mayor's office, the town of Strawberry is pleased to announce that the monument in the center of town will be dedicated to bartender Brian Flanagan. Originally from Ireland, but moving to our town at the age of 16, he learned the art of making a drink at the old tavern just outside of town before moving on to Valentine. While in Valentine, he perfected a version of the Boilermaker that he calls the Valentine Steamer. The unveiling of the new Brian Flanagan statue will be next week. Now it's over to Belle at the Brian Flanagan Memorial News Desk.
Construction of the new gunsmith shop completed today in Strawberry, across the street from the Happy Times Day School for Affluent Children. Sponsored in part by Mayor Timmins and the Town of Strawberry's Chamber of Commerce. Shop owner Mr. Heston aims to make guns more accessible for everyone in town. As part of his Less Learning, More Shooting program, each student will receive one free gun. Thanks for joining us today, Mr. Heston.
Thanks, Bill and Dubs. You know, it's a dangerous world these days. Outlaws, bandits, wild animals. The world needs to be completely armed and ready to defend themselves at all times. Right now, in this very town, on the edge of the wild frontier, if you want a gun, you have to order one from the Wheeler and Rawson catalog. Then you have to wait at least 3 days for it to arrive at the post office. Can you imagine? 3 days? If someone's holding you up the general store or a grizzly bear is attacking you, do you think they're going to wait 3 days for you to defend yourself? No. You need guns and you need them now. Let me ask you, are you armed, Belle?
Only with my beauty and quick sense of humor.
No offense intended, ma'am, but that won't do anything against a cougar.
I don't know. I'm almost old enough to be a cougar and it's doing something for me.
What you need is a nice simple piece. Here, take this. Cattleman Revolver. Easy to maintain and use. Perfect size for a lady's hands.
Woo! Look at me, Dubs. I'm a cowboy. Cow lady. Lady cow.
Woo! Calm down, Doc Holliday. Give me that. This episode is getting dangerous. When is the shop opening, Mr. Heston? And hopefully you'll be offering gun safety classes?
The shop is opening as soon as we get our first shipment, but we're taking pre-sales now. As far as classes, heck, if you want to take classes, go up to that fancy college right up on the hill. At my shop, we believe guns are safety. I can't wait to get everyone in town carrying iron at all times. Guns don't kill people. I kill people.
Well, I sure hope we can get out of here before that happens. And now a word from our actual sponsor, not the one disguised as a news story.
Daddy, how do I grow up to be big and strong like you?
That's easy, you little varmint. Smoke Kamasa Premium Cigarettes. Here, try one of mine.
Thanks, Daddy. This doesn't hurt my throat like the other leading brands.
That's because they're made from only the finest toasted Roanoke Ridge tobaccos. Now, go play and be sure to let your friends try your Kamasa Premium Cigarette.
I will, Daddy.
Do you want to be the very best? Doctor-recommended Kamasa brand premium cigarettes are smooth-burning from start to finish. They'll have you feeling the power that's inside. No, you don't have to travel across the land searching far and wide. They're available at your local general store or the Wheeler, Rawson & Co. catalog. You and your kids will love our collector cards. one included in every pack. They'll teach you about American wildflowers, exotic animals, gunslinging outlaws, and more. Gotta catch them all. Camasa Premium Cigarettes.
Hey, don't we have a prize pack to give away?
We sure do. Camasa is giving us 10 packs of their premium cigarettes to give away to our listeners. All you have to do for your chance to win is send a telegram with the word tobacco to the Bell and Dub Show.
That's tobacco. T-O-B-A-C-C-O.
And up next, a gentleman by the name of Denis is going to be playing a song for us. Take it away, Denis. Thank you kindly. Name's Denis. Fellers, listen up. This here's a song about respect. That was a good drum break. I feel like making love to all the men tonight. Well, guess I'm gonna skeet on out of here.
So, now we're gonna talk to that hussy from earlier.
Yeah, hussy.
What about that Patrice lady?
Miss Patrice from Tracker Saloon is with us today to tell us about the implementation of a punch card system for repeat clientele. Miss Patrice?
Oh, hell. They're all dead.
I'm sorry? Who's dead?
Oh, my girls. I came in from a house call, and there was just blood and guts and entrails everywhere, which I thought was odd since the Simpson brothers ain't supposed to be in town till next week. And then I saw the feathers, and I knew.
Wait a minute. You're saying a bird killed your...
No, not at all. It was a new girl, I suspect.
A harlot serial killer that kills harlots? Harlotception. Does she have amnesia?
Well, you see, with the new punch card system, well, my girls were getting a bit haggard. I guess I didn't quite think through a promotion of four screws and the fifths on us very well. So, that scientist fella, the one with the crazy eyes, he appeared out of the mist and he told me he might have a solution.
Doc goes to the brothel. Ain't that rich?
I'll say. So tell us, Miss Patrice, how did his solution lead to a saloon full of dead harlots?
Well, he was figuring that he'd make a, I think he called it a robot? That looked like my girls, but would never get tired. And if it worked with her, he'd make me a few more.
Shucky dang darn. That sounds expensive.
Dubsy, honey. Miss Patrice has her own kind of currency. My girls would have made sure he was very well, appreciated.
I appreciate the F out of this tonic.
I think what Belle is trying to ask you is, what happened?
Well, once I counted body parts and I realized that the robot wasn't nowhere to be found in the pile, I started looking for clues. I've bedded enough lawmen to know what a size 7 lady's bloody boot print looks like.
A harlot robot killed all of its competition? This place might be growing on me after all.
Wowzers, McTavish, I fear I may have tarnished the name of science in quite a colossal way!
Yeah. We heard.
Doc, is that you? Oh boy, when I get my hands on you, I'm gonna hang you out to dry, you no good down, dirty yellow bellied. And where's your priest friend?
Miss Patrice, I'm ever so sorry for all of the
dead harlots.
Yes, but I could have never known. Robot 46.2 is programmed to be the nicest bot.
Doesn't seem like it followed programming very much.
Well, it really is just the nicest bot, except for all the harlots it killed.
My girls, you better come up with money, beige.
And how do you plan on cleaning this one up, Doc?
Lucky for you, my boy, I'm fully prepared, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink!
For the love of all that is holy, we can see you. please stop saying wink wink?
Bell and Dubs, Dubs and Bell, and all the unwashed denizens that cohabit this old-timey ecosystem, I present to you the Ballad of 46.2.
Uh-oh, sounds like this is gonna take a while. I'm gonna need another case of tonic and one of those dead harlots.
Nonsense, my dear Belle. I'm just trying to get into the spirit of the times. That's why I'm wearing this oversized gaucho hat. It's period accurate.
Then I guess you haven't seen my periods.
Doc, you're not wearing a hat.
No? Wowzers McTavish, I'm not! Must have lost it in that debate between myself, Abraham Lincoln, and a sentient can of baked beans that I had butterfly affected into existence.
Who won?
The winner was none other than that scoundrel Lincoln. I say winner, but the victor received a coveted pair of theater tickets. Wink, wink!
Can you please tell us what happened here?
Right away, my boy, but first, we have to go all the way back to the egg invention.
The egg invention? I thought it started with the chicken invention. Can anyone else see through time? Because I think I can see through time.
The egg invention. That was the perfect invention.
Wowzers McTavish, you remember my egg invention? That's astounding!
Remember it? I can't forget it. Except, I forget the details. Something about eggs, right?
I had invented it in an attempt to get the attention of the greatest inventor in history!
Nikola Tesla?
Doc Albright, inventor of Doc's Miracle Tonic and Gunshot Wound Salve? That can't be right.
Dean Ambrosia, inventor of my favorite fruit-filled treat, Ambrosia Salad!
Mighty low bar there, but I'll accept it. So, what was this egg invention?
Dubs, my boy! I don't remember. But it led to the creation of 46.2, the nicest bot ever built. You see, I needed someone to take notes and document all of my historic inventions. But since the disastrous failure of Secretarial Bot, I needed to create the nicest automaton known to man.
Well, if it's so nice, why did it kill all of these harlots?
Well, it seems that these harlots can't handle the amount of quantum thrust I produce during prolonged copulation. As I was conducting research, the human subjects kept breaking. That's when 46.2, who is just the nicest bot.
Just the nicest.
He would trail behind me and finish off the subjects that were broken.
Jolly jumping cling wrap. That's not so nice.
Well, the nicest of bots, he's also quite impaired when it comes to independent thought, ethics, morality, and the proper uses of daily household cleaners.
Ain't we all...
Do you need to wake her? I think she's attempting to swallow her own tongue.
I got it, Doc. That's why I keep these horse revivers handy.
You think I can't shoe a person as good as I can shoe a horse?
Whoa there. Here. Have some elixir.
The clock does say it's elixir past 9.
No timestamps.
46.2 was merely doing his job and protecting me from the myriad of lawsuits I'd be dealing with from all of those maimed sex workers. Just like Joan of Arc once told me, a dead harlot isn't a litigious harlot.
There is no way she told you that.
But most importantly, it led me to finish my research and complete the greatest invention ever!
Well, second greatest, next to the egg invention.
I give you the sex bot! They never get tired, are completely indestructible, and best of all, they're machine washable!
How may we serve? Oh. Wait, just a second, Doc. How do I know your metal screw machines ain't gonna go murdering all my clientele?
Let's just say that I've built in several safeguards that will prevent this kind of wanton destruction from ever happening again. Wowzers McTavish, look at the time!
Well, Miss Patrice, we thank you for your time today, even though we pretty much wasted it.
Thanks, Dubs. We may have to reschedule your regular appointment until I get some new girls.
This is absolutely unbecoming! This kind of thing is completely unacceptable in Strawberry. I haven't seen so many dead harlots in my whole life.
Lord knows I have.
I want to go home.
This is way out of hand, but at least we can go home now. Right, Doc? Doc?
I think he left us.
What? Oh, come on.
You two need to clean up this mess, or you can consider yourselves cancelled. In the meantime, I'll be thinking of some changes for the next show.
Changes? To our show?
Jimmy and Steve, make me laugh.
Hey, baby.
If you want to laugh, get Jimmy to show you his wiener.
Shut up, butthole.
Ew, never mind. Not enough tonic.
I guess since we are still here, we might as well see if the audience wants to zing in. Steve, line him up.
So, like, this dude is, like, snake bit or something?
You know, I used to be a reporter. A pretty good one, actually. Then I met him. His fluid filled me. Changed me. Now he has left and I can't find him when I need more.
This is relatable content right here.
Who is this him?
Him. He is him. He's inside me. Without him, I am sick. The sound he makes before he does it, I hear it all the time.
If you're sick, why don't you just stay home?
No. No. I've got to do my job. I can't not do my job. I just can't until he comes again.
He said the thing.
Preach!
I've been out wandering the Great Plains searching for a replacement, but he is the only one that will do.
In the plains? What exactly are we talking about here?
A timber rattlesnake. What did you think I was talking about?
Oh, boo.
Moving on. Who else wants to zing in? Steve?
This dude thinks tobacco is, like, bad for you.
Big Tobacco's trying to kill you. They just want y'all hooked on them cigars and cigarettes and chewing them plugs and stuff. They just want all y'all's money. They just want to get you hooked on it, make you think it's safe, and then just keep you like a mindless zombie or something. Like you're a slave to the man. Keep giving you damn old money. Oh, here, it feel great. I'm relaxed now. Yeah, you're all relaxed. Meanwhile, your lungs is getting ready to explode. Full of that black tar and stuff. You ain't never seen what the bottom of an ashtray looks like.
Sir, we love having an open forum, but we really can't have you spouting out nonsense like that. Sheriff?
All right. Hope you're prepared to be sold for a few loose smokes.
Every time! Every dang old time!
Thank you, Sheriff. Glad he's out of here for good. Who's next, Steve?
This kid, like, wants to be a cadet.
There is only one thing that I want, and I've been asking for years.
Okay, and what's that, little one?
The one-piece stock breakdown barrel and extra heavy trigger pull safety. It's light but built for heavy use. There is nothing better for my first gun than the BSA 177 air rifle.
Hey, Steve, doesn't that one dude down the road have one of those things?
Oh, yeah. We took it out that one time to the stables, and we were shooting turds with it. That was cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use it for anything like that. It would be more for shooting chipmunks and little birds.
Aw, why does everyone want to shoot all the animals here? This makes me sad.
Yeah, I don't think so, kid. You'll shoot your eye out. Steve, line someone else up to zing in.
Whoa, cool. This dude is, like, drunk.
Well, does anyone know the history of the missing princess? Is she supposed to be in another castle?
This guy has the right idea.
Ha ha, yes. Well, conformity is hard.
Hey, Dubs, conform this!
Great. Just great. What princess are you talking about?
Me, am I right?
No. No. She goes by Peach, and boy, does she have one.
I get it.
There's nothing to get. He just made a reference to fruit. Sir, is there a point to any of this?
Well, of course there is. Watch out for giant dragon turtles. They take people to weird dimensions.
Thank you for bringing absolutely nothing of value to the show.
You're no fun.
Well, I sure could use a smoke, or I may just go out of my mind tonight. Doc appeared out of the mist and immediately began to lecture us on sleazy prostitutes. He somehow managed to leave us here again. Belle is not taking this well, and now her elbow seems to be permanently bent. I've never once met with Miss Patrice, but that all depends on what your definition of once is. A damn dirty gunsmith shop is being built in town, and I'm sure nothing will come of it. Well, time for us to skedaddle. Remember, you can send us a gram at the Strawberry Post, care of at Bell and Dubs.
Guess I'm gonna speed on out of here.